You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
Faith in the Midst of Hardship by Dr. Michael Youssef. While most nations would look back on their history and brag about their achievements, in Psalm 129, Israel reflects on all that they had to survive. "They have greatly oppressed me from my youth," let Israel say. "They have greatly oppressed me from my youth." Israel became a nation while in slavery in Egypt. That was the opposition of her youth. Then God sent Moses to be their deliverer, and eventually Israel made it to the Promised Land. But that wasn't the end of their trouble. It seems there has always been someone attacking or subjugating the people of God. However, the Lord always defends his people, and the rest of verse 2 concludes, "But they have not gained the victory over me." God is faithful, and he will have the victory. You and I can have hope in times of trouble precisely because we know that God will ultimately deliver us to glory. He will bring justice where only persecution exists. He will bring freedom where opposition currently reigns. He will not let the innocent suffer forever, nor will he let the guilty go unpunished. And we can pray to that end, just as in this imprecatory psalm. God's people pray against their enemies. Likewise, we pray that the wicked will not prosper in their wickedness, and we trust that because God rescued Israel time and again in Christ, we too have the victory over Satan and his schemes. With the psalmist, we can proclaim, "But the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked." Because Christ has set us free, we can pray for our enemies, as Jesus commanded us specifically, that they would repent and turn wholeheartedly to the Lord. We can experience peace even when we're wronged, trusting that God will avenge with perfect justice. Finally, we can be emboldened to stand strong when the world tells us to wink at evil, for we know that it is never loving to condone sin. Let's pray. Father, your faithfulness is clear as we look at the story of your people recorded in Scripture and history, culminating in the coming of the promised Savior, the light of the world. As we face trials and even hostility for our faith in you, may we be bold to stand against evil and lovingly pray for the salvation and repentance of the wicked. We pray this now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If today's devotional encouraged you, we'd love to hear about it. Leave a review and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.